visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a lot of opportunities on Friday night against Wichita West. There were two penalties that were called back when you guys had initial touchdowns. And then there's that fumble there, down 7-0, and couldn't convert on the field goal. But, just a lot of miscues again from week one that transition into week two.
Yeah, it starts with me. I need to do a better job of getting our guys coached up, and I take full responsibility for those miscues like you had mentioned. Those interceptions were ultimately my fault, not communicating with the quarterback what we were looking at there, and then not being able to convert in the red zone obviously is unexcusable there when you're. Your defense makes turnover and tries to get the momentum going in our direction and can't convert. And then those penalties were also on me, being able to, we preached that, throughout the week. But ultimately, those block in the backs were on us and not getting that thing coached up well enough.
You talked a little bit about Javon R. He really kind of stood out offensively just with a little screen pass. He went to that several times, and he had one for 51. He had a touchdown over the middle for 16 yards, and Javon just has a high IQ for the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can always – and I think along with the high IQ and those reps comes trust. I think that Micah Gray always – trust where he's going to be at, and they have a good connection there. So, just trying to build off that. We're not going to be more athletic than anybody, so we're going to have to throw a ton of screens and use as much misdirection as possible. That's going to be a big part of our offense. Giving the ball to Javon, for the rest of the season.
When you evaluate the film from this game, maybe what were some other things that kind of stuck out in your mind?
Just a lot of little things. Not being able to run the routes the right depth. The timing, it seemed then was off. Some miscommunications with protection and some blocking schemes in the run game. Just a lot of little, just different stuff that we just need to get cleaned up. Not being able to get lined up correctly. Those all things, they go back ultimately to – to the signal caller. Mike has got to be comfortable in those things, and I just don't think right now he necessarily trusts those guys, and then that falls back onto me. I need to be able to do a better job of coaching those guys up and getting those guys in the right spots, so that we can execute and we can be successful.
Visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, homestand continues, so that's got to be a little positive this week, knowing you're going to be playing at home again. Coffeyville coming up on Friday night, and they are 0-2. And coach, I knew a lot about them heading into the season, but the thing on my mind is, they've only scored 14 points in two games against Circle and Chanute, and they've been outscored, I believe, 74-14 or something like that. And they have high-caliber athletes. They got Keaton Jones, who's going to Missouri, and then they have Aaron Tunstall. I really haven't seen his name in the stats, but he's a guy that's, D1. Has D1 capability as well. Your initial thoughts on Coffeyville when you were able to evaluate some film on Saturday?
Yeah, well, they're definitely very physically imposing and explosive on the perimeter. I think hats go off to Circle and Chanute for playing them as they did the last 2 weeks. Those are probably two of the better teams in their leagues respectively. And they do a great job watching that film. It's for us to be able to replicate that kind of comes back to the fundamentals of everything that we do. We have got to be able to block and tackle and not get blocked and not get tackled. So, I think that we just have to have a great week of practice. And like I said, like they're looking to right the ship too. You said they were 0-2, and they're looking to get things rolling the right way, and they've got the personnel to do it. So it's up to us to be able to. Put the best product out there we can and give it a shot to get a win on Friday night.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday against Coffeyville, and talk to you again next Tuesday.
Yep, thanks for having me.
That's Emporia High Head Football Coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by John Newland, NextSec Wireless, and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.